Morning, Oliabu. I'm running about an hour and a half late, so I'm going to have to try and catch this up. So I'm going to do this quickly so I don't have to blog about it. So, Logitech cameras. We have three Logitech cameras that were sent to us very kindly from Logitech UK. Logitech UK on Twitter. The main guy who runs their marketing for England and Ireland and also their Twitter accounts. The guy's a very busy man. He's generously looked around for X-Demo stuff and found us three cameras. We've got the Top Flight Logitech HD 1080p C910, which is an awesome heads up about that from Bill Kamak, at Bill Kamak on Twitter. And it's a great sort of low light, auto calibrating, great sounding, clear light, two hustling kind of camera. So we're going to use that as a big, massive, wide. Tempted to maybe have it so it's removable so we can put it above the television when we locate that, because it'd be nice to do sort of high def video chat with other people around the globe and when we sort of guest in other people's shows, because that's what I'd like to do. I'd like to get on the Twit or something like that. Anyway, so we've the servers that I brought over here, we had two P4 3 gigahertz with 2 gig of crucial memory. We've swapped those, or we've given those, donated those to CHC Land, which is the people who run the building here at Lace Market House, at Lace Market House on Twitter. And they're going to build us a Windows 7 PC from bits and pieces that they've got. They're going to get a case and some memory and a chip, a dual core chip, because they need a dual core chip to be able to do HD playback. And we're going to chuck 4 gig roughly of memory in it. The idea being is that we have the Windows 7 installation has the Logitech drivers on it and will stream out to Bamuser, and we'll probably do that via my Mac Pro either feeding over the Ethernet into a hub to give it a local networking address that can also get out onto the net. That will be streaming 24/7 with no sound. So I might actually use a different camera, because it seems a bit daft to use a high definition camera, the Top Flight one, with no sound, because it's got dual stereo sound on it. It's a bloody good camera. So we might use one of the other ones. I think we've got a 510 and a 3 something or other. I don't know what they are, but we've got two other 720p cameras. So we'll probably run a 720p stream out of here as well. Also on that machine, we will install VirtualBox, which is Sun's free virtual sandbox kind of thing, which allows us to run another, as many as we can run with memory permitting, really. So because we've got 4 gig, we'll probably run Windows, I don't know how we're going to do this, we might run Windows 7 as a master image, and then have either two more, maybe? Yeah, we could probably get away with two more virtual instances of either Windows XP or Windows 7, and inside of those instances we'll have two copies, a copy in each of Skype with totally different account numbers, so it might be FiberCamp 1, FiberCamp 2, whatever we decide to call it, and then we'll install Telestream's desktop presenter into each of those virtual instances, and that will basically allow us to see the desktop via our Wirecast over the network. And so when people phone into those virtual instances, basically it'll auto-answer the call, put the video full screen, and then we can capture that full screen video in our Wirecast and use it as a shot. So basically it means that we can have a shot in the studio and also remote people phoning in via Skype or even FaceTime. I think we can install FaceTime. Is there a FaceTime Windows version? I need to look into that. But yeah, good stuff. Should have that by the end of the week. I think James is going to order from Overclockers today, which is next day delivery. If we don't get it tomorrow, then we should have it by Monday. Yeah, because it's Wednesday today, Thursday tomorrow, Friday. Maybe Friday or Monday that we have this new Logitech box. So by next week, we'll start to have the studio streaming out 24/7 in terms of what's going on in and around the studio. There won't be any audio on it, but we might fire up a shoutcast server on that box as well, so we'll route audio to it as and when. We'll sort of like have a kill switch when we want to have private conversations, and yeah, that should work. Right, Oski.